Does that speak to your question?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good. Good. Then play it back and play it over and over again from the net. You know, just listen to it over and over and again, because as you listen, the work of the Son of God inside of each of us revisits where that seed was planted the last time of listening. I remember before coming out on ministry, I had 5 cassette tapes, and I used to drive 40 minutes one way and 40 minutes back home from my place of work. And I would play one or other of these 5 cassettes, and I did that for 2 years. And during those 2 years, and each of those 5 cassettes contained for me the impossible. And as I listened to them over and over again, they were my exclusive spiritual diet as far as what I was listening to. It didn't take too long before I started to get benefits from that. And by the end of that 2-year period, all 5 of I had mastered and could do all of the impossible features within those 5 cassettes, because you hear the word and you hear it and hear it and hear it again, and the Holy Spirit does the work of deepening it. So instead of going broader by listening to more subjects, the great spiritual people of the world have spent some time where they have just been like an oil rig drill and just drilled down bit by bit by bit by bit, going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper on the same subject. And the same subject opens up huge revelation until we come to rest in God at a certain level, in a certain place in God, and He in us. And then from that position, we now start to look at all the rest of the features of life. And we look at all the other features of life from a point of absolute satisfaction in ourselves. We know God, you know, we've searched for God, we've found God, we know God, and now we start to reveal God through the other areas of spiritual life. All right, I wanted to focus today on, and that's why I ask you to do homework, by the way. I ask you to do homework with the idea of repeating these things. I spent some time with Tibetans and with Chinese monks in my younger days, and I admire very much their spiritual practices, the way that they do their spiritual practices. They will do a particular practice, for example, for 3 months solid. That's all they'll do. And they will do something, the equivalent of like this. This is not what they do, but it's the equivalent of this. Imagine coming into the heart of Jesus on the cross, the Son of God, where he's most vulnerable, coming into him. And you listen to Jesus speaking in his own heavenly language, you know, his tongue's language, worshiping the Father and just praising the Father. And you listen to him doing that for about 30 minutes. And then you do that again throughout your day, perhaps 12 times. And you do that for 3 months. Now, at the end of the 3 months, the worship that is in the Son of God incarnate, Jesus of Nazareth, the worship that he's got for the Father is now absolutely soaked through every pore of your body. Now, consider that, and then consider having a little bit of one word of God, or singing a little worship song, or doing some other little thing, and doing them by the dozen over the same 3 months. By the end of the 3 months, you've got this extremely thin spread pizza of spirituality. It's really, really, really thin. It might be very, very broad, but it's really, really thin, and you're still as hungry as you were. But when you focus on something and you repeat it and you let it just go deeper and deeper inside of you, when it concerns the power of God washing over you as a byproduct of the doing of that, then at the end of the doing of that, you're just flooded. You are a different person. I remember hearing this monk say one time, when you have done a retreat for 3 years and 3 months and 3 days, and you leave that retreat, you are a different person. And this is the heart of every person. Well, everyone who's following a spiritual life with some degree of earnestness, especially when you start to get an appetite for the doing of the will of the Father perfectly, you come to this place where you don't want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You want the entire bucketful. And you don't want to be sitting on the top of the bucketful of it. You want to be submerged deep into the heart of that bucketful of God. And the only way to do that, there is only one way, and that is repetitive depth of entering into the power and the blessing of the Father. And you can come to church, and a church is nice, but church is going out for it. And what the Father prefers is for you to take time with Him, alone with Him, as clumsy and whatever as that might be, and to undertake some sort of spiritual actions whereby you are simply a guest. You are just a little child in the midst of this heavenly power that's going on all around you and washing over you. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to very gently rest your attention on Jesus and notice what He does with the Father. And you don't have to become someone great, and you don't have to become someone super humble. You just have to be an observer of greatness in God happening. And observing it lets it wash over you. And there is a certain perfection of grace when you do that. And it's so, so beautiful. And if you don't do that, you just muddle along in your own life, really to no end, waiting for the day that you're going to die and go to heaven, where it's going to be so much better. But even in heaven, you're not going to get a whole lot more. You're just dead, that's all. But in heaven, you're not going to get a whole lot more unless there comes an appetite inside of you where you really want to spend some time with the Father Himself, with your own practice of cultivating your divine sovereignty, your divine consciousness. So that's the reason for homework. I notice most people in the world don't do it, but those that do get great blessing from it.